Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church, located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. I'm the counseling pastor, the senior citizens pastor at Brookside, and it's been our joy to be able to have the privilege of interviewing folks in our ministry that have just seen God do a really neat work in their hearts and lives. And today is certainly no exception. We have Brother David Krychek with us, and Dave, it's a joy to have you here and just be able to hear your story and see what God has done in the various legs of your journey and bringing himself to him. So just begin to share with us, if you will.
Well, thanks, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me. It's great to get the phone call from Brookside about this opportunity to share really how God worked in my life in my early 20s to bring me to himself. And to have this forum to share my testimony is really a blessing, really is. Through the years, I've always wanted to put my testimony out in a bigger forum, whether that was in a tract, pamphlet, or something. So this is a great forum for that.
That's great.
But yeah, to start off, obviously I wasn't born a Christian, but I didn't have a clue on how to become a Christian. The years of wonder really plagued me from probably my early, you know, those early grade school years of wondering,
sure,
who is God. Most importantly, my biggest question, really where my whole testimony pivots, is on I wanted to know for sure about where I was going when I died.
Right.
And, I know that statement's used a lot in evangelism, but sincerely, that was my big question and concern almost my whole life. I mean, many times as a young boy, going to sleep not knowing was really disturbing, brought me to tears many times, you know, and the words of parents or pretty much as parents of saying, well, honey, you just have to wait and you'll know for sure later,
right,
or you'll know
right
when you get there type thing. You just really can't know. And just those calming words just never really soothed.
Did you watch anyone pass away when you were young that caused you to be thinking about it?
No, I really didn't. And that's one thing where the Lord's been gracious in my family is that not many of my family members did pass away.
Right.
Or really have. Maybe in the recent year or so they have begun to pass. But at that time, I really had a lot of grace in that area. Or really only my great-grandfather died, and that was my, my grandpa's dad. So, no, at that point, the question was always there internally, that fear of, you know, when I die, will I come back as somebody else? Will I get new parents? All these silly type of questions. But anyways, that was really my question, and through my teens and stuff, that concern really wasn't there because, you know, the focus of the world and finding your place and
right
your crowd to run with is,
right,
it was really more important. Didn't really have those thoughts. But as the Lord began to work in my life, it was really in my early 20s where the Lord really started getting my attention as I was pursuing some really vain pursuits, but what I pretty much hung my life on. And there were some things just like my main passion was softball.
Mm-hmm.
It really was because I was raised on it and was really a big part of my life.
Right.
So I started getting a lot of success in this realm. You know, this is like the bar league softball stuff, you know.
Sure.
Just with buddies and things and getting a really good team together, winning tournaments or winning the league was really a goal of mine. I really thought it was a really fun thing to do and had a lot of pride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Really did. And so one year we took first or second out of a 14-team league.
Oh.
It was really kind of an elite type of thing.
Yeah.
Took the team to a new
level, so to speak.
Took the team to another league where it was a more prestigious field.
Oh.
And, you know, they had announcers, scoreboards type of thing. So here I'm on the up and up, think I'm going to move on to the city at softball. And it's at that point when that thing faltered and fell apart where we didn't even finish the season. We had two forfeits because of players not showing up. Then we had an illegal player on the team. We had to have at least 50% of the players from the city of Waukesha or whatever it would be. So in the end, we had this elite thing just fell apart. And I remember just thinking to myself at my desk at work, like, this has to be happening for a reason.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. And to that point, I never thought like that before.
Mm.
Those types of things, I never was a thinker like that. I never analyzed why or how things happened. I just was going along truly in vanity in my mind, just really was. So that was like one of the moments. And the second moment probably where the Lord was really waking me up was the fact that driving in the car one day, people sometimes have these testimonies where, you know, God really did something great and saved my life. And sincerely, I did have one of those moments where reaching down on the car to get something at 65 miles an hour, not even being able to reach it, but thinking, oh, I'll get it later, and coming up and seeing that there's a car, you know, waiting to turn left at a dead stop.
Oh,
just giving me
wow
just the right split second to turn out of the way and get past. I remember looking up through my, you know, my car roof, so to speak, and just thinking, thank you, Lord.
Huh.
And it was another one of those moments where I'm like, I don't think like that.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I don't talk that way. And lastly, probably when the Lord really started getting my attention, when he really put me at a standstill and slowed me down, is when my girlfriend, who is now my wife, she became pregnant with my child.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much put the brakes on and made a lot more thinking come to my mind.
Right.
And just kind of break me out of my vanity, just totally the emptiness of my thoughts and things like that, mm-hmm. and my trivial pursuits. So at that point, then, the last part probably is when he put me in a job working next to a Christian, gave me a job in a really unique way. I didn't really interview for it. I did a telephone interview. They hired me on a Friday. I started on Monday without the boss even being in town. And that job is where I met a close friend of mine to this day.
Right.
And that's when the Lord started using this Christian in my life to first be a friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up to him because he helped me in my career and really mentored me in my career. But also as a friend, he saw my trials with my personal life. Not the softball or the you know, the driving incident, but the trials with what was going on with me and my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and with the baby on the way,
right,
and all the trials that we were going through at the time, and would probably hear our phone conversations and things like that, and knew this guy really needs the Lord. And I was really not raised in a Christian home whatsoever. We had no church background. I had never went to church really in my life besides one time after, I think it was prom. Had to go to church before we go to Six Flags. But other than that, I had no church background at all. Sincerely, if you had asked me, was Jesus born on Christmas or Easter? I probably would have said I didn't know right off the bat.
You take a guess.
Yeah, yeah. Off the bat, I wouldn't know. But thinking about it, I would say, oh, the manger thing, you know, that's probably Jesus. Yeah, probably Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I sincerely, at 24 years old, 23 years old, did not know the difference. I just had 100% ignorance towards the gospel, towards
sure.
God, towards everything. But very curious. If anybody ever asked or shared with me. But I had never received the tract, never had heard the gospel on the radio. I never saw Billy Graham on TV.
A lot of things that other people will say concerning how they came to Christ, none of that was true.
None of that was true with mm-hmm. me at all. Never a religious conversation about salvation, heaven, hell, nothing.
Mm.
So truly, from around 23 to 24 years old, there was never a word about it. I never knew anything about it whatsoever.
So to have a guy that helped you at work, and you at that point began to say, this guy is really a neat guy. Not only does he care about people, but he's helpful, he's sensitive to what I'm facing. And then you discovered that he was a Christian. How did all that work?
Pretty much discovered he was a Christian through the fact that he would read his Bible during lunch.
That's a good clue.
Yeah, it was a dead giveaway, and I felt nervous for him that he was reading it.
Nervous for him.
Yeah, he wasn't nervous about it, but for me, I thought, wow, I really said to him, well, isn't that for church or private time or something? I really was uncomfortable for me and for him at the same time, because knowing people would walk by, people might stop at his office. It's just a cubicle.
Sure.
You know, people would see that, but really was apprehensive about that and just really shocked. But over the course of the next couple months, he would always say when leaving, you know, I'd say, I'll see you later, Rick. You know, and he'd be like, yep, David, yes, Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Or Lord willing, we'll see you on Monday. Not knowing if I'd, obviously, my lifestyle, not knowing if I'd live through the weekend, just the way my lifestyle was.
Sure.
You know, really just the worldly lifestyle with all the partying and all that other stuff that comes along with, you know, the unsaved and vain lifestyle. So through that, the Lord used him to buddy up to me, and all the tracts he would give me, the Xerox copies of scripture he'd give me, it never really registered. Now, at this point, my son was born in April, and, you know, talking about baptizing my son as an infant, he would share scripture with me about that and things like that, and all these things still just flew over my head. I don't know if it's my reading comprehension or what, but really it just never hit me. So the Lord working in my life with him, he was just really there for me, gave me tracts, like I said, shared a lot of things that way. Didn't really share a lot of truths verbally,
mm-hmm.
even though he would give me rides home because of, you know, my situation with needing a ride,
right.
my wife needing the car and things like that. But always there to help, always there to listen.
So did you read the tracts at that point?
Yeah, I would read them.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely read them, and wasn't opposed to it, but I just, there was no conviction through reading towards any of it. None of it really raised an eyebrow, you know, all the various comic-looking tracts that he would give me. I thought they were great and everything, but truly, I just don't know why. It just never registered. Didn't work.
So the Lord somehow had to then get you to turn a corner.
Yeah. And truly, this is another one of those kind of the cliche scenarios where, you know, it was just one last party I had to go to. You know,
okay.
Early in August, you know, he's trying to really get me to come to church these days. I think I had went and visited his church one time and felt the conviction or the drawing through the preaching and things like that, but it wasn't really a strong conviction and compulsion at this point, but definitely felt convicted about things, but not a conviction to seek after righteousness
right.
at that point.
Really. Right.
So he's had special meetings coming up at his church and was really inviting me for a couple of weeks. I think I told him I would come to one service.
Okay.
It's obviously revival services with a special preacher from,
sure.
from out of town, things like that, great services. And I knew, like, August 19th, there's this one big party that my wife and I were invited to from friends. And it's just like, hey, you know, I'm going to go to that, and I'll be at church, you know, whatever. Well, I really sincerely pretty much almost didn't make it to Sunday. I remember thinking that night, August 19th, like, Lord, if you just get me out of the situation, just get me through this time.
Wow.
You know, really, I didn't say I would do whatever he wanted me to do, but I was really calling out to the Lord to really deliver me from the mess I was in.
Was this at the party?
Yeah, it was at the party really, really late at night or early in the morning, however
right.
you want to look at it. And it was just a really gross situation that I was really hoping the Lord would deliver me from. And long story short, he got me through that night, thankfully, with my sanity.
Well, we're going to have to break right there, but obviously we want to continue to hear this story because the Lord brought you to the point of brokenness. And there may be some folks that are listening to us, David, that might be at the same point of realizing something has to change. And I'm excited to just be able to listen to the next leg of your journey the next time we get together. And I trust if you're listening to us this morning that God will help you to understand. Yes, there is hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. And you know, as we've been listening to Dave's story, we have begun to understand that God knows exactly what we're going through. He knows exactly when we reach the end of ourselves. And friend, that may be you. This morning, as you're listening to my voice, you may be able to say, Pastor Greg, I've reached the end of myself. I want something to change. And I definitely need the Lord to do an awesome work on my behalf, getting me out of my mess that I've caused myself to be in, and I need God in my life. If that's true, that's why Brookside Baptist Church is in existence. And so please don't hesitate to write or call and let us know if we can be a blessing and a help to you, because that's why we're here, one-on-one, sharing Christ with others so that their life can change forever. And so, until next time, we trust that the Lord will bless you in just a fantastic way.